James Kincaid of Lucha Lowdown Believers here live at San Diego Comic-Con. I am here with one of the voices of Lucha Underground, Vampiro. Vamp, live from Comic-Con, what's it been like for you so far?
It's crazy because, you know, if I look back at my life, I never thought I would be at such an important event, you know, with some of the, with all of the biggest entertainment companies in the planet. You know, I'm looking at Star Wars, beside me there's Marvel, The Walking Dead is here, you know, Twin Peaks, all these crazy things, and I'm here being interviewed. It's kind of strange, but it's pretty cool.
Now, is this your first Comic-Con?
No, I've done a few of them over the years, and I'm very grateful, but this is the first time I've ever done this one.
Good deal. And so are you kind of maybe picking up on a little bit of more of a Matt Stryker sort of nerdy references and stuff like that, picking up some things for the next time he maybe references Doctor Doom or something like that? You'd be, you know, ready to fire back?
No, f*** that. No.
I love it. I love it. So I want to talk about you and Matt because you two have developed this this chemistry in commentating. I just want to sort of, how did that come about? Was it just a natural fit from the start? Was there ever any worry about how you two were going to work together?
No, I think the best way to put it is we're just friends, and it's kind of like he knows, you know, the wrestling world is very jealous. Everybody's competing. Everybody's trying to be better, one up the other person, and I just don't care, and I don't think he cares. What I mean is it's the first time he's been afforded the opportunity to run with the ball. I just be who I am, and we get along great, and there's no competition, and it's kind of like I tell him all the time. I said, "Dude, you're the fucking man here. I will follow you. I know when to jump in. I'm more about timing. If you think about it like a band, he's a great musician, a great lead guitar player. I would be more like a rhythm guitar player." Everybody looks at Angus Young in AC/DC as the showman, but it was his brother who held the band together in the back. I know when to play and what to play and how to play it. I'm really good at that, and I just think that him and I get along that way for that reason.
Now, how has that transition been in terms of becoming a commentator and watching the matches? And because, I got to say, I love your reaction in real time as you're watching these matches, and just, I mean, because it seems so genuine and everything like that. How's that been for you?
I don't know, because I don't know how to answer that, because I don't really go in there thinking about I'm a commentator. I'm just a fucking guy watching the matches, and I just kind of get excited, and I get into it, and I'm pretty passionate about it, so I kind of just let it happen, you know? I guess, and everybody says that's what they like about it. Some people don't, some people do. You know, I can't, you know, what can I do? It's just who I am, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I really like about what you bring to the table as well is that when I watch Lucha Underground, I get sort of almost like an education as well. You know, like I never knew Apoyando until, you know, like a month or two ago when you were sort of educating Matt on what that meant as far as like the fan support for both sides and everything. And just in terms of Lucha Libre in general, you bring such a vast knowledge. I mean, do you take a special sort of pride in the fact that, like, you know, Lucha Underground is reaching this great audience. It's on Netflix now and all these things. And it's, you're able to sort of spread this word about Lucha Libre. It's the cool thing now. I mean, is that something that you sort of take pride in?
I take pride that I'm on a great team. I don't really think about it. When I paid attention to things like that, it kind of ruined my career a little bit. I just do my thing, man, and I'm just happy to be alive and be on board. That's all. I don't pay attention. I can't. Everybody else can do that. You know, I'm not really worried about how many Twitter followers I have, you know?
Totally, but you are sort of helping just, I do feel like you're helping educate all these fans in the world and becoming more well-rounded as wrestling fans. We're good fans, but sometimes we can, you know, be a little over our skis with certain things. But, I mean, you've worked all over the world, lots of different places. How does working for Lucha Underground compare to a lot of the other places you've been?
I think that being that we're the first ones doing things the way we're doing in this format, I think at first it was kind of, geez, what do we compare ourselves to, or how do we answer these questions? Because we don't really have anything to base it on, because it's never been done before. But now, you know, that we're kind of, the machine is running on its own. I just think it's great. We're the first. I'm excited to see what comes after us, or what we come up with next, because we've broken the mold. It's obvious. Now what's next? That's going to be the fun part.
Do you see sort of an evolution in terms of how the pro wrestling business, as far as like with the fans and everything like that? I feel like so much more is like online now, social media and stuff like that. Do you see the business sort of trying to change and adapt with that?
I don't think it's trying to. I just think it is. It has. I think it can't be stopped. Politics, news, sports. I mean, even before an event is finished, it's already on the internet. So, I mean, like right now, there's a situation between myself and Johnny Mundo that's very strong on social media. And everybody's like, is it real? Or is that the storyline? It's like, chill out. And it's none of your business. And enjoy it for what it is. And there's so many people who are so vicious or so supportive. It's very extreme. It's kind of like, great. Because if you're provoking a reaction, negative or positive, then you're doing something right. So I just refuse to get involved in it because it'll make you crazy.
I mean, provoking that reaction is what a lot of the business is built on, right?
Well, it's what it's always been built. I mean, you need a villain and you need a hero. To tell a good story, there has to be a beginning, middle, and end. And it is what it is.
And you mentioned sort of Lucha Underground's doing things different than ever before. What about, like, you know, you get to be a part of all these really cool vignettes, you know, the grindhouse-style things. How has that been for you as far as more scripted and that kind of storytelling? Has that been something you've enjoyed?
I'm starting to, because I'm starting to understand the why. And I'm appreciating, now as a director and a producer myself, I used to see things through the egotistical eyes of a wrestler. Now I'm understanding that there is a writer who is trying to educate the director of his vision, and the director needs to help the wrestler translate that back on film. So that whole process of... I used to think that it was the wrestler that meant everything. It's not. It's the guy with the camera who is reading the text and seeing. That guy who is directing is the person who is going to tell the story to the fans. To me, that's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Very cool. I love it. Just a couple more with you. I know you're a busy guy. We're here at Comic-Con. We love Lucha Underground. We're getting a little anxious. We want to hear something about, is season four going to happen? Have you heard anything? Can you give us any words of encouragement or anything like that? Because we want you to keep going forever.
Well, we all do, and we're grateful for that. But, of course, I mean, we're the number one show on the network. We're enthusiastically supported by the El Rey Network. We're very fortunate to be on Netflix that has 90 million viewers. The momentum right now is phenomenal. The fans are loving it. It's growing by the day. It's starting to go mainstream as opposed to staying in the niche of just pro wrestling underground fans. So it's illogical to think that we're not going to continue.
I completely agree, and I hope that that is certainly the case. And for those that want like a little tease as far as from what you saw of the rest of season three, what can the believers expect and hope for?
If you thought I swerved you at the end of season one and he got... Wait to see the end of season three. It's going to f*** you up.
Vampiro, thank you so much for the time. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, man.
James Kincaid live here again at San Diego Comic-Con here for Lucha Lowdown. I am with the Mac, one of the breakouts of season three of Lucha Underground. Willie, how is Comic-Con treating you?
It's good. It's just a lot of damn people running around.
Has it been pretty fun interacting with the believers? How's that been?
Good. I didn't think nobody was going to show up to meet my ass, but they showed up, and it was quite a good number of them, and they was happy to meet me, and I was happy they came.
So how has that been for you just in general in Lucha Underground as far as, like, has it exceeded your expectations as far as when you first came on board, what you thought you were getting into and what it's become?
Yeah, because, like, when you do it, when I did it, I thought nothing was going to happen. I thought I was just going to be, like, stuck in a shuffle, I guess, but I ended up having a one-on-one with Cage. Then we end up having the Ultima Lucha match, and people start paying attention, and I was like, oh, I guess they want to do more stuff with me, and it felt great because, like, you know, if you were somewhere else, there's so many good people, you think you're going to get lost and forgot about, but no, they got me doing stuff.
Well, sort of from that angle, I mean, our perspective on season three has been that it's been a big coming out party for you. I mean, you won the Battle of the Bulls, and then you had those phenomenal matches for the Lucha Underground Championship with Johnny Mundo. So how have you sort of viewed season three for yourself?
Well, I guess one was the introduction, two was just there, but three is the one that, like, they're like, all right, let's see what he can do, basically.
And then how much has Lucha Underground done for your career? Has it opened up doors for you? Just what can you say about being a part of Lucha Underground, what that has done for you?
Well, it's done a lot because a lot of people already knew me from my regular stuff, but, like, a lot more people be like, hey, you the Mac from that Lucha Underground show. Like, I'm at Smith's or Walmart or something walking. They be like, hey, it's the Mac. And I'm like, yeah, it's Willie Mac, but, yeah, that's me. It feels great. Because it's like, we can say we like the only wrestling company that ever got put on Netflix. And it's crazy.
Have you noticed since being on Netflix that, you know, more and more people are now watching and noticing and sort of recognizing your work from Lucha Underground since that change has been made?
Yeah, because, like, it's funny. They'll be like, we just saw you on this show last night. And I'm like, oh, yeah. We were like, yeah, we were watching on Netflix. And I'm like, that's a great thing because not a lot of people have the LRA network on their cable provider or something. So with the Netflix coming in, it's a great way to reach out to more than enough people.
And what about as far as, you know, Lucha Underground does everything a little bit differently, those vignettes that, you know, everybody loves, so cinematic. What has that been like for you sort of getting your acting chops going and everything?
It's weird. I like just going, sticking to the wrestling, but I guess you got to talk every once in a while. If it was up to me, I'd never talk. I'd just wrestle. But it's kind of what people said was missing from wrestling. It's like WWE stuff is whatever. It's like kid-friendly. Our stuff is for, like, the adult slash old school grits and gravy, like, hardcore wrestling fans that, like, what they used to like. Now they can't go around saying, man, wrestling used to be like this. Well, they got it now with Lucha Underground. They got it back.
So we're all getting anxious, all the believers we hear at Lucha Lowdown. Hasn't been an announcement about season four. How are you feeling heading into that? Do you think it's going to happen? Can you give us some words of encouragement?
Yeah. Whatever happens, it happens because it'll be dumb not to have it come back. So, especially with all this build-up now and Netflix has us in their library, it's like something has to happen.
To you, why is Lucha Underground such a special thing? And why do you think it's caught on the way it has?
Because it's a place to showcase talent you probably never seen before or talent you have seen before used the right way. Like, it's a bunch of, like, WWE dudes that was there in WWE. And you thought they was crappy, but once they come over to Lucha Underground, you'll see them do stuff you didn't know they could do, and they actually can live up to their potential and have more time to show the world, hey, they messed up by letting me go, and I'm having fun, and I'm going to show them who I really am.
Last one for you. I'll let you get back to enjoying the con, but what can you give us a little tease as far as what's ahead for the Mac and the rest of Season 3?
Just a lot of bumps and bruises and probably a lot more victories, and I'll probably get a little bit heavier during the season. Yeah.
Mac, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.